This was rather more difficult. The whole group fell silent. Library? Suggested Katie Bell, after a few moments. I can't see Madam Pince being too chuffed with us doing jinxes in the library, said Harry. Maybe an unused classroom, said Dean. Yeah, said Ron. McGonagall might let us have hers. She did when Harry was practicing for the Tri-Wizard. But Harry was pretty certain that McGonagall would not be so accommodating this time. For all that Hermione had said about study and homework groups being allowed, he had the distinct feeling this one might be considered a lot more rebellious.
Right. Well, we'll try to find somewhere, said Hermione. We'll send a message around to everybody when we've got a time and a place for the first meeting.
She rummaged in her bag and produced parchment and a quill, then hesitated, rather as though she was steeling herself to say something.
I think everybody should write their name down, just so we know who was here. But I also think, she took a deep breath, that we all ought to agree not to shout about what we're doing. So if you sign, you're agreeing not to tell Umbridge, or anybody else, what we're up to.
Fred reached out for the parchment and cheerfully put down his signature, but Harry noticed at once that several people looked less than happy at the prospect of putting their names on the list. Said Zacharias slowly, not taking the parchment that George was trying to pass him.
Well, I'm sure Ernie will tell me when the meeting is.
But Ernie was looking rather hesitant about signing, too. Hermione raised her eyebrows at him.
Well, we are prefects, Ernie burst out. And if this list was found, well, I mean to say, you said yourself, if Umbridge finds out.
You just said this group was the most important thing you'd do this year, Harry reminded him.
Yes, said Ernie. Yes, I do believe that. It's just...
Ernie, do you really think I'd leave that list lying around?
Said Hermione testily.
No, of course not, said Ernie, looking slightly less anxious. Yes, of course I'll sign.
Nobody raised objections after Ernie, though Harry saw Cho's friend give her a rather reproachful look before adding her name. When the last person, Zacharias, had signed, Hermione took the parchment back and slipped it carefully into her bag. There was an odd feeling in the group now. It was as though they had just signed some sort of contract.
Well, time's ticking on, said Fred briskly, getting to his feet. George Lee and I have got items of a sensitive nature to purchase. We'll be seeing you all later.